Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
holidaying in Darwin.
All right. Now, we do actually cover this on the podcast. Nate's going to the, what is it, the death cage? Cage of death?
Cage of death.
Cage of death. We mentioned that on the podcast because we are having a week off. So if you listen to this and you're looking for new podcast episodes next week, not going to be here, having a week off. But yes, Nath will be in Darwin. And Nath, you really going to listen to our podcast on your week off?
I'm not going to, but other people who may be holidaying in Darwin, take the opportunity. Listen. Listen to the Jimmy Nath podcast. Catch up, guys.
If you're listening to this and you're holidaying in Darwin this coming week, and slide into Nath's DM, at Nath Roy. Nathan Roy.
Nathan Roy, yeah.
Nathan Roy. Because, the big fella loves a good time, so.
Yeah, if you want to catch up, if you come past and say good day, you know, maybe I'll give you a dollar. I don't know.
You're paying people to come see you now, are you?
Yeah. That's what I've come to. That's the sad point in my life.
So your friendships are going.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
no, you're a fun guy.
Speaking of, guys, your money will come through soon. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Mate, no, they pay me to do this job. So.
They don't pay me.
Why am I paying you on top? What is this?
Mate, that's why. Because, you know, you're a lot of hard work. People think you're fun. You're too fun. That's a problem. A lot on the podcast as well. We chat about what we're doing on holidays. Ed Cavalier joins us, a friend of ours, which I'm actually going to say, I love Ed, but the world's most pointless interview. I don't think I've done, I don't know if you two agree, but it's like, not a bad interview, but it was just about nothing.
It was a lot of fun, but it didn't really have a point.
I don't think we have ever done an interview with Ed Cavalier that has had a point, though, Jim.
But we were chatting, and then he would just start, like, doing gear, like, stand-up gear, like, comedy stuff, like, bits. It was just real.
It was supposed to be about have you been paying attention.
I don't think that got mentioned.
Right at the end when we went, we should actually talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, no, because Nate did it. Nate went, my parents are big fans. You win every week.
Okay, so there you go.
So we
did get to some point right at the end after the right entirety at the end, of the chat.
Oh, and also, look, if you were looking for a podcast yesterday, it was just our 15K winner. It was huge on the show yesterday. $15,000 we gave away to Kalinda Lee. And we actually chat to her on this podcast as well. Just giving her 24 hours, have a little think about what she wants to do with the money. And she still doesn't really know.
No, she doesn't know. But that's
She's splitting it 50-50 with her mum, which I think is really lovely. They're both getting $7,500 each, which I figured out that on the fly. That's how good
If you guys won 15K, would you split it?
Well, as in if we won it together, of course we'd split it.
Okay.
But like, I mean, if Nath won it on The Amazing Race, it's probably not my money.
You're right.
But yeah, Nathan buy me a drink and a dinner.
Yeah, no.
I'd take you out to dinner, absolutely. Yeah. Because I'd want you to I'd probably take you on a holiday. We'd go on a holiday to celebrate.
Yeah.
Something.
Let's go to New Zealand.
Be fun. Grace, I'll take you with us too.
Oh, thank you. It's nice.
Yeah,
all three of us just hanging out on holidays.
I've changed my mind. You are with Jimmy and Nath, 19 minutes past 6, Jim. For our final show, before we go on a little rendezvous.
Rendezvous? Doesn't that mean we're all getting together?
Well, maybe. You never know.
No, you're away. Because that's what we're about to chat about. We are on holiday. Grace, what's a rendezvous?
I mean, it does have kind of like
sexual connotation?
Sexy implications, but I think it does mean other things as well.
I'm curious what's the definition. I don't even know how to spell rendezvous.
R-E-N-D-E-Z-V-O-U-S.
What is the definition of rendezvous?
I've got it, guys.
To meet or come together at a particular time and place. Oh, yeah, well, we're not doing that. The three of us will definitely not be hanging out.
That's the point of the holiday, really.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Nate, that's the opposite of what we're... I did want to chat to you. So we are off for a week, and as Nate said at the start of the show, you can get the podcast, download the listener app if you do want to have a listen to us, because Shawnee B's filling in. But, Nate, you're away. We're not going to see you. You're at a wedding, and then you're going to... Where are you going? Cairns? Townsville? Somewhere?
You keep saying Cairns or Townsville. No, a little bit further across. Going to the Darwin. Going to Kakadu.
Somewhere up in the mainland.
Somewhere hot. The Kakadu rainforest. No, I've never been to the Kakadu before. Me and my partner Meg. Meg's booked it. You know, I just follow along with lots of these
things. A good partner does.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. So we're going... Yeah, we're going to go to the Kakadu rainforest, and we're going to do some crocodile dives. So we're doing this thing. Get this. Ready? It is called the Cage of Death.
No offense, Nath, but that sounds awful.
No.
Again, one of the reasons why we're not rendezvousing. Hey, you want a rendezvous down at the Crocodile Cage of Death?
Like, imagine that. Imagine we're hanging out at the Cage of Death. I'm like, God, by the beard of Zeus, Grace Gard, I did not expect you here.
What about you, Producer Grace? What are you doing for
I
your holiday?
I actually haven't decided yet. I am thinking about going to Sydney, but I have not booked flights yet and not made any plans.
That's because of the, like, for those who don't know, you got family there, but that's also because of the COVID stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's been like 7 days of no cases, but I don't want to get stuck.
It is frightening now, like if you think of traveling somewhere other than here home, because if you get stuck somewhere, it just becomes a nightmare, doesn't it? Mm. It's out of your control because you're just going there. Like you said, it could be somewhere with no cases. Like Nath could go to the crocodile, what is it, the death cage?
It's the cage of death.
The cage of death. But then who knows? They could have a coronavirus case at the cage of death.
Mate, I'm telling you, COVID's not the thing I'm worried about in the cage of death.
What are you worried about? The big crocodile, yeah.
No, the water being a little cold. That's it is here 100.9's Jimmy Nathan. He's a friend of the show, Australian comedian, actor, writer, radio, television presenter. You might know him from our very own Husey, Ed and Aaron. And have you been paying attention? Which is officially back for season 9. Please welcome Ed Cavalli. Yeah,
great to be here, guys. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. I mean, I'm here to talk about what happened to Denise Drysdale on Holy Moly.
don't want to talk about, have you been, nah, done that.
She's in her 70s and she's just trying to grab the hand of a gopher dressed as a scientist. She's gone down on her shoulder. I mean, this is not the way to treat a lady in her 70s who is an Australian television icon, who is a semi-regular host on Studio 10. And I know that you guys are going to support me in the March for Denise, which is coming up nationwide on the 14th of July.
It is why we've got you on.
We believe that they've done this on purpose. They've gone out to injure her.
Finally! Yeah. That's true. Finally. Someone play a bomb sound effect. Just type the word, do it. No, not your crappy one. No, not that. I want the prop. Boom. I want, go on in the computer. Not the Wilhelm scream. I don't want that. I want the proper bomb sound effect. That warranted it.
All right. Let's see if I can find one here. I've got bomb whistle. What's this? These are all.
We're finding it.
And don't.
No, that's.
What is that?
What is that? Just the air conditioner. And don't play the intro for Beat the Bomb. Otherwise, people are going to call.
131060.
Oh. That's a smoke bomb.
Yeah, that was all right.
It's gone.
That'll do it. That'll do us. Big topics. Tell you what, it's big topics, isn't it?
I mean, that's all that we're all covering. We're covering it. We know they injured it on purpose. You, Husey, and Aaron are covering
we're
it.
Gonna do, we're going to do Drysdale July just because.
Well done. That's wonderful. I'll be stealing that. Yeah. Drysdale July. That's mine now. We all heard me say it first.
Ed came up. No, who's with Hobart, mate? You're going to take the rest of Australia.
Look. I'm in town in a couple of weeks. In all seriousness, I'm got a gig hosting a sweet gig for my very good friends at Mitsubishi. And if I've got the company wrong, then I apologise. But So I appreciate the opportunity to come on and plug my personal sponsors. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we'll have to make sure we get you on for the Mitsubishi gear as well. Absolutely.
No, I mean some of the work they're doing is staggering.
It's phenomenal. Like if you're going to get a car, get yourself a Mitsubishi.
Oh, what a feeling, Mitsubishi.
Hey. Don't do that.
Don't ruin it for us.
Don't get us in trouble. So anyway, I was like, yeah, and they were like, whatevs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was my audition for Byron Bays. They rang me up. They go, we're doing a show about influencers in Byron Bay. I was like, what? And they were like, do you want to be in? I was like, no.
Is this a bit?
No, I'm just saying the truth, guys. We're doing bombshells. I thought this segment's called Bombshell. 131060, call us up with a personal bombshell or something that you had no idea was the truth, and you just go, my goodness.
Now look at the bloody phones. Look what you've done.
I've been asking people to call all show, nothing. Ed comes on, lights up.
Well, Beat the Bomb and then your own bombshells. Beat the Bomb. Here's a new radio segment. Right. Give me a sound effect. I've just come up with a new segment. Yeah. Here we go. Give me a sound effect. No, I hate that one. I actually hate that sound of it. Give us something else.
What about this?
All right. Yeah, it's like a start of a round. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called new radio segment. It's called Beat the Bombshell, right? People, you record a story. People call, a listener calls up and records a crazy story in their life. And then I found out that my auntie was really my mum, right? Yeah. But at the crucial moment of the bombshell, you pause and you see if other people can guess what it was going to be. My God. Beat the Bombshell. Brought to you by Mitsubishi.
What if they tell their story and then you have to call up with an even better story? You have to beat their bombshell.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that deserves this.
How's this brainstorming? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm on the listener app most days. Do you know what I mean? I'm just
getting, you know, there's such a selection. You've got Hughesy and Aaron, you've got the Jimmy and A show.
Yeah.
Others.
ETC.
Download it, guys. Take it wherever you go. So,
goodness sake.
Hey, do you want to start this interview?
That was it. Surely that was it. That was a lot of fun.
Nice. Hey, guys, check it out. Have been paying attention.
Oh, yeah, that's on. That's on. I normally win because the others are so stupid. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I don't even know why anyone else is there. Ed wins every week. The points don't matter.
It does. Actually, but my parents are avid watchers of this show, Ed. Good. And they were like, why does Ed win every single time? Like, because everyone else sucks.
Dumb. Yeah, because they're dumb. Like, some of the dumbest people
ever
assembled.
Who do you think the dumbest contestant you've had on is?
Oh, it's Sam. It's Sam Payne. Like,
can I ask, I think, I mean, like, love him. We've had him on the show. Glenn Robbins, he has to be up there as well.
Well, Glenn came on one day and his big bit, he goes, I got a bit. And Glenn's an all-time, you know, legend of the industry. I got a bit. I'm like, oh, Glenn's bit, this will be good. Yeah. And then his bit was to take his seniors card out and tell everyone that he qualified for a seniors card, which is funny.
Yeah.
But when he did it, as he went to do it, he managed to drop it. And it went in between his name tag, his nameplate, and a light. And so the bit about him being a senior caused a senior moment where he lost his seniors card. And we had to stop the show while we fished out his seniors card.
Oh, Glenn's favourite bit is just to walk off set.
Yeah, I know, I love that too. But that's also because he needs, you know, his bladder's not what it used to be. He needs...
You know, he's probably walking off set into his brand new Mitsubishi.
Yeah. What a great vehicle. I mean, God, I hope it's that's who I'm doing in this one. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Have been paying attention. It is back. Good on you, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Yes, it is time to find out our Caller of the Week. There can only be one, but there are plenty of nominees, and let's find out who the nominees are for this week.
Jimmy and Nate started the week looking at passionate shoppers.
The Sydney Cider, who was dubbed the Barbecue Man for going on a bit of a barbecue shopping spree whilst unknowingly infected with COVID, is a high-flying businessman. He was actually trying to find a barbecue, but he was reportedly looking to buy the business, the Barbecues Galore business chain, and be a part of that. So not only was he there to buy a barbecue, but he was like having a look around. People jumped on social media to be like, how many different barbecue stores do you need to go to just to find a barbecue? You know what I mean? How pedantic is this guy about barbecues?
That's what we said in the Jimmy Nath and Producer Grace team, when we saw this list of, like, again, we didn't know the bloke was or anything. It was just that these are potential COVID sites. Yeah. And it was like, why has one bloke gone to five barbecue stores?
Leanne from Lindisfarne, how many shops do you go to for the one thing?
Oh, my friend and I, we start off at Coles, then we end up at Woolies, then we go down to Sorrel, and then we end up at Hill Street.
Oh, my God. So is this just for normal groceries, Leanne?
Yeah. I say to her, let's just get the veggies here. No, let's go to Hill Street. And then when we get to Hill Street, I said, let's get the meat. No, the best meat at Sorrel.
Wow.
So is it like the quality or is it a price thing?
I think it's the quality. It's a lot different, yeah.
Leanne, how do you have time to go to so many different grocery stores?
Well, we start off around 3, and then the time we get home is about 6:30, and then we think, I can't even bother cooking tea now.
I see you driving around town with that COVID bug to buy a barbecue.
Good for you.
Then
we learned about a pretty awkward situation with producer Grace, and a listener just had to one-up her.
My partner's mum is down at the moment, and she decided to clean up my spare room that is an absolute mess. Clothes on the floor, there's no organisation whatsoever. And during that day, my partner sends me a message, and I was actually with Nath when this happened. Sent a photo of a Polaroid photo I had taken a couple of years back with my partner, and it's an explicit photo.
It's a nude photo.
It's a nude photo. My future mother-in-law found a nude photo of me.
Not just any kind of nude. There's a lot going on. From what I've been told, well, I haven't seen the photo.
I've printed off a copy of it here. And
we'll chat it up on Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah, if you want to see nude Grace and Jimmy and Nath.
We just got 900 followers. Georgie from Belle Reve, what did your parents find?
Okay, so I'll set the scenario. I'm 17 turning 18 and I'm dating a boy and a girl. And mum said, oh, look, I'm going off for a weekend to church in Adelaide. I said, it's all right, I'll stay home, mum. Anyway, I introduced the boyfriend and the girlfriend to each other and we had a night and we had Polaroids back in the 80s. So, yeah, there were quite a few fantastic shots. Like, I was so creative and it was wonderful. Anyway, the year goes on and I finish year 12 and go away for a weekend schoolies. And mum decides to do the motherly thing and clean up my room while I'm away. And I come back and everything in my room is packed into my car outside with a note saying, don't come in. I've gone inside, like knocked on the door and gone, mum, what's happening? And on the bedroom wall, she'd stuck the photos. Now, I only had a single bed at the time at home. The photos were taken in her bedroom.
Georgie.
I know, so naughty. I'd kill my kids if they did that.
Georgie. I've got a couple of questions. My first one is, do you still have the photos?
No, I don't know.
No, okay.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
So you and your mother, what happened? Did you speak after that?
Yeah, I did move out. She'd had enough. But yes, I did repair the relationship over the next few years and everything was great.
Georgie.
There are so many layers to this.
I love you, Georgie. You are just brilliant. And if you head to Instagram, we'll pop those photos up.
Look at this photograph. You all look like you're about to spaff. What's that thing you're doing with your head? And why the hell did you do it on my bed?
After that, Jimmy and Nath asked a question.
How long did you keep the balloons? Because, Jim, the world's oldest balloon is still inflated after 30 years. This is after a grandmother bought it to celebrate her grandson's birth back in 1991. And this balloon is still kicking. How old are your balloons, Wendy?
Well, I've got one balloon that I gave my son on his 18th birthday, and it'll be 30 years come September.
30 years! It's the world record, Wendy!
I know! Yeah.
I keep
telling him to get rid of it, and he said, no, you keep it, Mum.
Don't get rid of it,
Wendy! Don't get rid of it! You've nearly got the... I mean,
Wendy, you could end up on the Daily Mail!
I don't think so.
Never going to give up the 30-year-old balloon and never going to let it down. Nah, you're right. It was just an excuse to Rickroll you. Gotcha.
Yeah, we get it, MP3. We get it.
Did we just get Rickrolled?
Like we just got Rickrolled by MP3, our audio guy.
Well, it's like usually he does a little parody, but that's just you're just playing Rick Astley there.
Absolutely stitching us up.
Look, before we get to our winner for this week, Nathan, look, obviously there is only one winner. One story. But yeah, I didn't think anyone would call for that, and they did, and it was a great story. But I just want to say, we're just asking what shops you go to. We ask how long your balloon's been up, and nude photo stories. We just do everything on the Jimmy Nash Show. Covering
all the bases, mate. That's what we do. You never know what you're going to get. We just got Rickrolled. You know what I mean? You never know. It's always
a surprise. Well, Nath, please make some noise for our winner this week. It is our cow. It is Georgie from Bowery.
Oh, it could only go to Georgie. Georgie, congratulations.
Thank you. I've been waiting for this honour for the past 12 months.
Georgie, did you think that the nude three-person photos would be the things that would get you in our caller of the week?
100%. It's so unique. So Tasmanian.
It's
Your words.
I mean, producer Grace has never loved you more, Georgie. There was a spirit animal thing going on there. You said that your mum put the photos up. Now, I did ask if you still had the photo, but what happened? Did you pull the photos off the wall? Did you destroy them? Like, what actually happened to the photos?
No, I pulled them off the wall and put them in the little Georgie hideaway box and put it in the back of my car. But, you know, I'm a great photographer and I'm really creative. So if anyone wants to help to recreate them, I'm quite willing to go there. I'm also single.
All right,
well,
how about you?
Got your phone number.
13 1060 if you want to recreate.
Well, Georgie, you know what you need to do now. You are part of an exclusive club. You are a caller of the week. You're going to score yourself some exclusive Jimmy and Nath Budgie smuglets. But what we do need you to do is give us your best moo to moo us out.
Sounds like you're recreating those photos again.
That's what
Yeah, really excited, Nath. We're going to replay our winner yesterday of $15,000 with swing your way to 15K. Well, that's what we're about to do.
That was a different game.
Yeah, Georgie's asked something. I'll get to that in a sec. But yeah, sing your way to 15K was yesterday our winner, Kalinda Lee. We're going to chat to her on the phone and replay that from yesterday. Sorry to all those people calling this morning. Guys, we're not playing it anymore. Stop calling.
No, I did mention yesterday that if you had the song and you listened to the 11 or 2 song yesterday and you called this morning and sung, I'd give away a summer brekkie mug. I'm still happy to do so if anyone wants one.
No one called for that. They called for the money. Anyway, back to swing your way to 15K. We just had Georgie on the show. She is our cow for this week. She's from Belrive. Now, if you were listening to the show, you would have known what happened. She took some photos with a young girl and a young man when she was quite young and got into a bit of trouble with that. Now, she did say she'd love to recreate that. And producer Grace, I believe we've got someone on the phone.
Yeah, we've got Riley from Old Beach has given us a call.
Hello, Riley. We got you there, buddy.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Riley, mate. What are you calling for, buddy? What can we help you with?
Oh well, I just heard Georgie was wanted to recreate those photos, so I was going to take up on that offer.
You done much photography or modelling in the past, Riley?
No, but I'm pretty keen to experience it or try it out.
What about Riley being in a menage a trios? You had the experience in that before?
No, I haven't had any experience in that. Pretty new to it, but I'm willing to give it a go.
And that's the attitude you need to have, mate. You need to give everything a go once just to see if it's your cup of tea, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You only live once, you got to do whatever you can, yeah?
You know what? Speaking of cup of tea, Riley, I'll throw in a summer brekkie mug as well.
Riley doesn't want your mug. Riley wants a bit more, yeah. All right, Riley, we'll pass your information on. We'll let you know if Georgie's keen, all right?
Yeah, good, yeah. And, just tell her age is just a number, so it's a bit of an age.
Mate, it certainly is. I've been saying that to the Jimmy and Nath team for years.
100%, Riley. You're only as young as you feel, buddy, so good on you.
How old are you?
As old as she wants me to be, so...
Riley, is that a fake beard? Have you edited your ID? It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy Nath, Friday morning, end of the week, Jim. And yesterday we gave away $15,000.
Professional singer. Or just like the rest of us. I can't stop feeling. It doesn't matter. Because one person will win $15,000 cash. It's Jimmy and Nate. Sing your way to 15K.
Yeah, and that person was Kalinda from Bridgewater. Kalinda joining us on the phone right now. Kalinda, 24 hours since you won $15,000 from us here at Hit 100.9. How do you feel? Has it sunk in yet?
Oh, it still hasn't sunk in yet, but it's starting to now. It's starting to become real.
Okay, well, the money hasn't hit your bank account yet, so...
Well, yeah, don't spend too hard. It has not been transferred. Kalinda, can I ask, so yesterday when you did win, you said that a lot of that money is going towards your mum and a dance studio and supporting her. Have you had a chance to think how you want to split that money yet?
Well, I reckon we'll go half in the $15,000.
Straight down the middle, 50-50.
Straight down the middle.
Okay, that's all right. That's
okay.
Fair.
Awesome. Well,
because your mum said she wants 10.
And we have Joe on the line
right now.
Now, Kalinda, when we did speak to you yesterday when you did win, you said you were going back to the hairdressers where you do work. What was the reaction when you went back to work and they all saw you after you'd won $15,000?
They were like, where's the butter chicken?
Well, this is the thing. Yesterday you said you were literally on the phone because you had promised your staff and colleagues that if you did win, you'd shout them all butter chicken. Did you get the butter chicken for them?
Well, they said to me that they'll wait until the night to get the butter chicken because we'll get it on Uber Eats and we'll stay at the salon and we'll eat it all together.
That's okay. Nice. Right, little family lovely. Meal with everyone.
That's beautiful.
So, okay, if you're splitting it 50, what is half of 15? 7.5?
7.5. Yeah.
So have you thought about 7.5, I mean, minus the butter chicken, what are you going to spend it on, Clita?
Probably just to boost myself a little bit more. Probably get a new car or put it towards a new car or boost myself with hairdressing.
Okay, I like that.
That's
further
that's
your
good.
Career, treat yourself to a new car.
What kind of plans have you got in the hairdressing world, Kalinda?
Well, I'm doing my Cert 3 in hairdressing at the moment at Hair Studio 46.
Sure, okay. We love it out there.
Yeah, maybe I need to get my blonde hair done again. I'll go see Kalinda. I mean, I did give you $7,500. Surely you could do a deal.
Now, Kalinda, before we do let you go, of course, your winning song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, the Wham! Absolute classic. Will this song forever hold a special place in your heart?
It definitely will.
Okay. Well.
Is there any chance you could give us one more crack at it before
we let
you go?
Because we didn't ask you to do it yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't ask you to do it yesterday.
So we thought it's only fair if we're giving you $15,000 or $7,500 because you're sharing with your mum. If I kill the music, would you give us a little bit of a rendition of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Kalinda?
Yes, I can.
Oh, go ahead.
Now wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Now wake me up before you go-go.
No, that was about $5,000 worth. I need a little bit. No, well done, Kalinda. Another round of applause. Absolutely unreal, winning $15,000 with hits. Sing your way to 15K. Kalinda, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.